sir, we have the Attorney General.
Oh, my.
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, how was Philadelphia?
they
welcome the conquering hero?
Well, I spoke at Poor Richard's Club, where you got a
award
when you were vice president.
I remembered so many years ago, yes.
I told them all.
That's when
you knew I was going to be there, that you wished them well. And
As a matter of fact, that was the time, you know, Walter Annenberg had never been for me before that appearance.
Is that right?
And he was there that day, and he and his wife were kind of taken with the whole thing. And that was before 56. And after that, Annenberg became one of my strongest supporters.
Is that right?
That was, you know, sure, you wonder why you do these things, and that was really worth it, because ever since...
I always use your name in vain, you know. I always tell them, you know, that you knew I was going to be there, and that asked me to give them their best. And
true. If you don't, you're a damn fool.
Yeah. I do it.
Well, I was telling Mitchell this morning, when I tried to call you up on your own, I told him, I said, that what really surprised me was the good picture they finally used, one of you and Mitchell. Isn't that great?
Isn't a good picture?
Whether it was good in the Times, too.
Yeah, it was.
Times and the Post. Don't think it's going to last, though.
No.
I think it's going to last. And you must...
How I feel about them.
We're going to... Yeah, I know. And don't get soft on them. That's what I hope John got to give you my message, John Mitchell.
Yeah. I'm not going to get soft on them. I'm going to...
Because Connolly was... When he left, he says, now listen, he's a great admirer. He says, now you just talk quiet. He says, it's because they had a hard fight. Don't get soft on these bastards. And he's absolutely right.
I don't want to.
No.
Hey, John Connolly's a great fellow, isn't he?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, he's a stand-up guy.
Boy, I'd like to tell you what I think about him sometime.
Yeah, and he's going to be helpful at another time, too. On your deputy thing, when we were up here today, I talked to Ehrlichman at it at great length, and I'd like for you to talk some more with him about it. We got a problem on it for a reason that's solely political. That is, I'm going to have to probably veto that damn clean water bill because it costs $5 billion more than we asked for, you know, and the money thing is a problem. Now, vetoing that bill and then moving Ruckelshaus at the same time, while I don't think much of the environmental issue, could, I think, present a very serious problem. So talk to him about it. Let's see what we're talking about.
Well, Mr. President, the serious political problem that I feel that we have potentially, you know, are these goddamn conventions down there and the town going up in smoke, martial law, tanks, and everything else.
Yeah.
And I've got to have somebody.
A man you can depend upon,
And there's only two or three around here, you know, that.
Well, I know that.
That meet that requirement. This is no time to run a kindergarten training school over here.
Why don't you? I haven't decided. I just told John to talk to you about the problems and see if there were any other candidates that could be.
All right.
The difficulty is, Ruckelshaus is an excellent man for any position.
Any
you know what I mean? He's a man that is of cabinet stature, as we both know. And he's also
Attorney General someday too. You know.
Yeah, or he could also be a damn good senator from Indiana, which we at the right.
Well, the Attorney General someday.
Right.
When you get tired of me, he would be a great one as a prelude to that.
I know. He could do it. The problem is that the stinking environmental issue is one where we just can't give them the money that they want. I don't know.
Well,
anyway, talk a little about it and see if you've got any other names, and then I'll decide. We're going to have a square.
I sure wish you'd keep your mind partially open.
Oh, it is open. It is open. I'm not. I haven't closed. I had them present all the arguments, and they feel very strongly about the environmental issue, and but my mind is open. Let's see what other. See what the options are.
Okay, sir.
We'll have the swearing in Monday, huh?
Yes, sir.
I think we're going to.
Needless to say, I'm looking for good.
We're going to have you and Schultz and Weinberger together. We thought we'd put three.
That's just fine.
Three of you in one bag.
That's just fine.
I figured that's the only way we.
I hope I didn't.
The only way we can fill the East Room is have three of you together. No one of you's got that many friends.
I hope I don't ruin George's image.
You know, I was thinking, though, 19 votes was a pretty shoddy showing for those bastards after all that.
You know, Mr. President, those 19 would have voted against me if all this hadn't occurred.
I think, well, of course, they were all, except for Bob Byrd, liberal Democrats, and he did it for a reason that we're well aware.
And you know, what we've been involved in here in the Department of Justice has been of such a controversial nature, they were going to vote for me against me anyway. You know?
Well, look, they were against you on busing, and they had to be against you on...
On everything,
Exactly. How do you like that burger court now, boy?
I think it's pretty good.
They've been doing well, don't you think?
You're telling me.
Was that 5-4 that
you
last?
Need one more up there, Mr. President. You know.
One more man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who are you going to shoot?
Well.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm going to get some red-headed broad and stick him on Douglas. That'll...
Well, nothing...
Might pop that...
Nothing else is... I mean, I think they've tried everything on him, haven't they? And nothing works.
Well, you can't... You could always hope.
Well, I imagine there are many that would be willing to make the sacrifice. Anyway.
So this is a conspiratorial conversation. I hope my line isn't tapped by FBI director.
No, this is actually being called from Camp David, and we're on a radio telephone, so we're broadcasting it to all the troopers.
To the entire world.
Any listener.
Let me say this, Mr. President, how much I deeply appreciate and will forever be grateful for your support of me during this period of time.
Well, what the heck, we're not going to run from any fights. What the hell, after what the things we've been through here. And we were right, you know. We just had to stick
That's
through
the
it.
The nice thing about it, you know, we were right.
And we there for a while, the crunch looked awful tight, but then when I think that the strategy was good, too, to get those damn hearings closed off, and we did.
Sure, but I also think that the strategy was right to
have
put it up, because if they had just been bandying around accusations
before
that Senate,
I agree.
I would have lost that thing by 90 votes.
Yeah, I agree. It was right to have the hearing and then get that 11-4 vote, or 9-4, whatever it was.
11-4.
11-4. Well, that was that. You see, was the critical. And also catch up on the reading on the domestic issue.
Yeah.
You got to get back in the swim again.
Incidentally, sometimes through
budget,
the convenience,
for example,
I'd like to talk to you about what we're doing in our planning and coordination with Governor Askew in Florida and everything on these conventions.
Well, whatever you do, just run a tight ship.
I've been working on it for months, and I hope it's going to be tight, Mr. President.
Yeah, I guess what I mean is that... I think we want to be as reasonable as we can be, but in the Democratic convention, if they get too rough, we simply have to.
We just can't let them burn that.
We got to protect them, but we got to make them ask for it too.
Yeah. Oh, it's all that's being very well programmed.
They've got to ask for it.
Yes,
I tell them it's up to them.
I think with McGovern likely to be the candidate, I think that's going to really tone this stuff down.
Do you?
Sure, he's going to get these kooky guys like Reddy Davis who are supporting him and get him aside and say, now look, we've got to...
Be quiet for them,
but
then take off on ours.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think he's going to want to do that, you know?
Interesting to note that Muskie didn't go for him today.
Yeah.
I was surprised at that. I guess they're going to try to move him to the middle, but let me say that if he's able to move to the middle, we've seen the ultimate in a change. You know, after all...
What they mean by change.
The big thing about him, his big asset with the damn press, has been that he's such a pure, thinker.
Ideologue.
That's right.
I'll tell you another thing, though, that if he comes within 50 votes of that and doesn't get it, that place is going to go up in smoke.
Is it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Those zealots and those young firebrands and radical revolutionaries are going to tear that place apart.
Well, he has a lot of those for him, hasn't he?
He sure does, and they're in his delegation.
Yeah.
You know, he's got every kook in the United States as a delegate.
That's great. That's great. Good luck to him.
Good luck to him.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Mr.
See you Monday.
Bye, sir.